Health experts have warned that the government could encounter challenges in implementing the redesigned National Health Insurance Scheme. Dr. Freddie Sengoba, a professor of health economics and health systems management, expressed worries that the scheme is being marketed as a magic pill that will sort Uganda's health challenges immediately after approval, and yet in reality, reaping benefits from it could take up to 20 years. He was speaking shortly after Secretary to the Treasury Ramadan Gobi revealed the government is repackaging the scheme to suit the local context. The law introducing the scheme hit a snag in 2021 when the National Health Insurance Bill was withdrawn by the government. A revised version has since been stuck at cabinet level. Dr. Sengoba predicts that the cost of administering the planned scheme is likely to be around 60% of collections, and that this needs to be discussed fully to find options which will cover these costs.
The cost of administration of that insurance will be around 60%, which means it's going to eat the money it collects more than passing it on for care. Unless we find something that cures those costs. If you look at the bill, it's going to bring in lawyers, it's going to bring in administrators, it's going to bring in courts to arbitrate, it's going to bring in delays, it's going to bring in the whole business and legal fraternity are going literally to be in lockheads. That's what happens in any situation. It eats money. Lawyers become actually the big beneficiary of insurance because they sue and get their benefits.